It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
I love this. I love this song. Thank you.
Here's a clown.
It's not purple GD Monday.
No, it's not.
No, it's Scoff Day. Scoff Day.
Scoff Day.
Woo! Is this, I can't think of who this is.
The English Beat.
It is the English Beat. God, they're one of my favorites. Because they became the Beat, and then they became Bang.
Bang.
Bang. Ears of a crown. One around. All right. I've been so angry all day. Thank you for the ska. I've been so angry all day.
Angry.
Ugh. Frustrated is more a better word.
Frustrated.
So, okay. I've been a reporter for a long time. And if you haven't noticed by now, I do not use the term journalist because I believe there's no such thing. Anyone that calls themselves a journalist, kick them out of journalism. There is journalism, but just not journalists. You're a reporter. But increasingly what we have, and we have all these people on sports radio who are talking about opinions and about this and about that. And what, and it's like, oh yeah, you're so like, this team's great because I think so. And like, why do you think so? You got cut from basketball. It's the reason why I don't do NBA, because I did indeed get cut from basketball in the eighth grade. So I'm not going to tell you prognostications. Sure, I will tell you that I believe that Carmelo Anthony is the solution to the Denver Nuggets getting to the NBA Finals. But that's, you know, but come on. I've been a reporter for a long time. And one of the things about being a reporter for a long time is you hang out with reporters for a long time. And I've hung out with a lot of reporters. And there are a lot of smart reporters. But there are also a lot of dumb reporters. And let me let you into a secret. The reason why people got into J school was because they weren't getting into, med school. Just saying.
Because math is hard.
Math was hard. What do you mean we're adding letters? This is crud. But that being said, listen, if you're going to understand baseball, you need to understand that you understand two things. The first thing that you understand is, I don't remember who said it, but he was someone famous. It's probably Mark Twain. So we'll just say Mark Twain. Said lies, damned lies, and statistics, because you cannot believe what numbers show you. I can show numbers to prove that a ham sandwich is legal.
Oh, people can come up with statistics to prove anything. 40% of all people know that.
Exactly right. So, you know, whatever. Statistics or whatever, I've got my load of statistics too. And I'm going to prove to you how everybody else is stupid. In fact, it may even be a theorem.
Go on.
I'll call it the everyone is stupid theorem. All I heard today. Okay, so yesterday I was here talking soccer, as I'm wont to do on Sundays from 4 to 6, on From the Pitch with Marcella Balboa.
So you're getting here just as that game was ending yesterday then.
We were watching that game, and in fact, Connor, who does the show before, he's actually a very good show.
Yeah. Oh, Connor Cope.
Connor, yeah, whatever his name is.
Cape.
I mean, that doesn't, you know, if he tries coming for my job, I'm going to squash him. No, just kidding.
Get him.
No, he seems, he covers a lot of soccer, so I'm just like, I'm laughing. He's like, yeah, I cover the game. I'm like, oh, really? Well, let me go talk about soccer for 2 hours at the game you covered and I sat on my couch for. I didn't even watch.
I watched the end of it for the goal.
Oh, I mean, I went back and watched the goals.
Yeah.
That was the best, by the way. That was my favorite all-time celebration after a goal.
Oh,
takes his shirt off and then runs into the stands.
Yeah.
And is like, whoa! Because I was telling Jake, who does the weekend stuff, that I was like, because you wouldn't do that in Serbia and Belgrade between Red Star and
No.
You know that where they have the two, you know, they have the two things that are, you know, about a quarter mile apart, their stadiums are.
Where they keep lighting them on fire.
Yeah, catching on fire is a bit like saying,
not catching, yeah, but lighting.
Lighting the others. Yeah, burning down the house.
Down.
The other times house.
Burning the other house down.
Do you know what you don't do if you are a soccer player in one of those matches? I said matches. If you're in one of those games,
no pun intended.
No,
pun intended.
Not that time I didn't. But I'll tell you, do you know one thing you don't do if you're a soccer player? Run into the crowd.
No.
Even your own crowd.
No.
Because your own crowd is already there with like kerosene and matches anyway, and they're in a burning mood also.
They got torches and they're going to go get Frankenstein afterwards too.
All
right?
of them.
Yeah.
All of them. But here.
Wait, they have pitchforks too, right? With hay.
Just lots and lots of fire.
You know, you throw the hay on there, and then you throw the torches on there. Yeah, it helps with the burning.
And I put on the hay to increase the burning. Oh, and it went up so fast. Hey! You know, I still do that when I drive by like a hay truck. I mean, like, you must be a farmer because hay! Which is like, hey, terrible joke, but I'll be driving somewhere. We'll go
find me on Farmers Only.
Hey,
hey.
FarmersOnly.com.
Hey,
oh,
that should be their new
Big Fuzz is like, I just want to go back to Maryland.
Hey,
hey. So all this led by the fact that I said that journalists are idiots.
Yes. Go on that.
They don't look at things.
They don't.
And everyone is talking about how terrible the Rockies are. The Rockies swept the Giants, okay? And according to all the rankings, the weekly rankings, they dropped to fifth. Fifth! So
in the power rankings, I think.
In the power rankings. So they are behind Houston, all right? They're behind the Yankees.
Who they have more wins than.
Yeah, they're behind Washington.
Yes.
They're behind the Dodgers, and they're behind Arizona. May I break down some win-loss record knowledge for you?
Yeah. Go.
All right, here's some lies, damn lies, and statistics.
All right.
That we need to get the guy doing. Here's lies, damn lies, and statistics. If the Washington Nationals were in the NL West,
they would be
in fourth place.
Yes, they would be.
So they wouldn't even be in a position to be in the playoffs. If the New York Yankees were in the National League West, they would be in fifth place. Okay.
Behind the Padres?
No, you'd have to move the Padres and the Giants down. You'd probably have to relegate the Padres. I feel bad for them. I mean, do you understand what we're talking
about?
Yes, it is nuts. Rockies are the second best team in the major leagues.
Right now? Best team in the NL?
Best team in the NL by far, by a game.
Okay.
You are what we think you are.
Well, they have the same amount of wins now as the Houston. Too.
More, but Houston has played two less games. And as I said, you got to look at losses.
Mm-hmm.
They have 24 losses to the 26, so they are a game back. Half a game. But they're the second best team in baseball. How are you ranking them fifth? How are you ranking them fifth? Because they have rookie pitchers?
Yes, I think that's a big reason.
You know what? Doc Gooden was a rookie pitcher.
Oh, Doc Gooden.
Yeah, Fernando Valenzuela was a rookie pitcher.
Fernando. I don't remember his last name.
Do you realize that we really only have one player over 30 on our team? Two players over 30?
Cargo.
Mark Reynolds.
Woo!
Nolan Arenado is 26.
Yes.
DJ LeMahieu is somewhere around 27, 28. All right? Our pitchers are somewhere between 24 and 27. All right? What is it about this that makes you think that the Rockies are a fluke? There's nothing. Do you want to hear the best one? The Rockies have the best record of any team in the major leagues against their own division.
That's awesome.
We'll break that down right after this.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
Lots of goes and lots of boys, lots of smells and lots of noise, playing for